Well, the next poem I want to read is one... which is also a poem about France and the way the poems are ever about anything like that. But it's, again, this kind of projection. It's again a poem in the second person, but it's addressed to a book. And part of its pretense is that it's not a poem at all. It's not an original poem, but a kind of translation. It's not. Though it takes suggestions and phrases at the beginning and two or three places through it from a poem by the French poet Agrippa d'Aubigny. The title of the poem is Envoy from d'Aubigny. And I can say something about what the point of that is. D'Aubigny was a Protestant poet in the end of the 16th and beginning of the 17th century, who was a soldier and fought on the Protestant side in the wars of the religion, and was a very important general under the French king. And when the French king changed his religion, Agrippa d'Aubigny refused, and in the bitterness of the rest of his life, retired to the country and wrote this long, terrible poem about the wars of the religion and the appalling suffering of France, which from his point of view was something that was wasted. But I needn't say on the outside of it what connection the contemplation of what one regards as wasted military, as the wasted suffering that comes from military action would have to the 1960s. What other connections that poem would have with the ones around it is, you know, not anything that you need to ponder at this point to hear the poem, I don't think. But at the beginning of his long poem, he wrote a preface in verse, which in the formal and traditional manner sent the book out into the world. While, and in his case, it's one of the few really personal things that he ever wrote, because in doing so, he regarded his own purpose in everything that he'd done. And that's why that's in the sense in which the poem is indebted to him, and why the title is called Envoy from d'Aubigny. Go, book, go, now I will let you. I open the grave, live, I will die for us both. Go, but come again if you can, and feed me in prison. If they ask you why you do not boast of me, tell them as they have forgotten, truth habitually gives birth in private. Go without ornament, without showy garment. If there is in you any joy, may the good find it. For the others be a glass broken in their mouths. Child, how will you survive with nothing but your virtue to draw around you when they shout, die, die, who have been frightened before, the many? I think of all I wrote in my time, dew, and I am standing in dry air. Here are what flowers there are, and what hope from my years, and the fire I carried with me. Book, burn what will not abide your light. When I consider the old ambitions to be on many lips, meaning little there, it would be enough for me to know who is writing this, and sleep knowing it, far from glory and its gibbets, and dream of those who drank at the icy fountain and told the truth.